We're doing halacha. We're learning the laws of Shabbos and Kiddush. We have a halacha in Kiddush called Ein Kiddush Ela Bimkom Suda. Kiddush may not be performed unless you are in the place that you're going to have the meal. So Kiddush must be in the place where you're going to eat. So what happens if you make Kiddush in the living room, and then you got to go to the kitchen to wash your hands? That's okay. What happens if you make Kiddush in the living room and you're going to go to the kitchen to eat the meal? That's okay. Ideally, you shouldn't do that though. You're supposed to make Kiddush in the room where you're eating the meal. What happens if you make Kiddush in the house and then you decide you're going to have the meal in the yard? You made Kiddush and your wife says, "Why'd you make Kiddush in here? You know, I was wondering throughout the Kiddush, I set up the food out there." And you said, "Yeah, I didn't notice." So then, according to some opinions, so long as you could see the house from the yard, that's okay. That's close enough. And other opinions say, no, you left the house. What happens if you make Kiddush in the house and your intention is you're going to go out to the sukkah to eat the meal, right? That happens often. You want to eat in the sukkah. So if you had in mind you're going to eat in the other place, that's okay. Why would we do that? So sometimes, let's say you're making Kiddush in shul. So out in the sukkah, there isn't enough room for all the men and women and they won't hear you. So you want to make Kiddush in the shul and then everyone will go to the sukkah to eat. Or another example would be if you're having a circumcision on sukkahs. So at the circumcision, let's say the circumcision, the bris milah is on sukkahs, on Shabbos sukkahs or on the Yom Tov sukkahs. So at the circumcision, you make the Kiddush, right? You're having a cup of wine at the bris. So that's the Kiddush. Now the mizonos, the meal, you're going to have to eat out in the sukkah, the circumcision you did in the shul. So you're making Kiddush in one place, you're going to eat the food somewhere else, right? So those are examples of where this comes up. So there are opinions that say, so long as you had in mind you were going to eat the food there, that's okay, provided that they're all in the same locale. It can't be that I make Kiddush here and I have in mind I'm going to eat the meal at your house. That doesn't work. It could be the sukkah just outside the shul, the yard right in front of the shul. That's okay. In instances where you have to, we rely on that. What happens if you're in shul and they make Kiddush? You get this little piece of cake, you know, the volume of an olive. And now you come back home. Do you have to make Kiddush all over again? So if your wife didn't hear Kiddush, you'll have to make Kiddush again for her. But if it's only you, so once you ate a kazayis, you were yotze. You don't have to make Kiddush again.
Can you make Kiddush?
Well, Kiddush by day is just the blessing bar prayer often. So you can. Why not? What happens if you were at a Kiddush? And as often happens, by the time you get to the ragalach table, there are no ragalach left. So you drank your cup of wine, or you drank a little bit of wine they passed you. You meant to be yotze Kiddush, but you didn't get a kazayis. You didn't get to eat your volume of an olive, of mizonos. So then you weren't yotze Kiddush. And you have to make Kiddush again. Okay, now this applies the nighttime Kiddush, the daytime Kiddush. In order to be yotze Kiddush, you have to eat a kazayis. Now, we will discuss next time that it has to be within that time span. You can't make Kiddush and then an hour later eat. But Kiddush bimakom su'uda, so you have to make Kiddush at the place you're going to eat. Eating doesn't have to be a meal. Eating could be the volume of an olive of mizonos. That's what we do every Shabbos morning. Very often in shuls, we make Kiddush and we eat a little bit of mizonos. And we'll pick up here, b'zachem, next time.